Hello.
Hi, this is Edward calling from Opinion Research. We are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female. What is the year of your birth?
What you mean?
In what year were you born?
68.
68. Okay. What is the highest level of the school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
11.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Polynesian.
Polynesian? Okay. That will be Pacific Islander, right? If I'm not mistaken. Okay,
Yeah,
good.
Samoan.
Awesome. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you are not registered to vote?
I am.
You are. How satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? A 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote. A 5 means you're neither likely nor unlikely to vote. And a 0 means you are not likely at all to vote.
I am going to vote.
Okay. Between 0 to 10, how motivated do you feel to vote? Or how likely? Between 0 to 10, how likely are you to vote in this upcoming November elections?
9.
9. Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
10.
10. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create changes in your community? I would like you to please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I say an 8.
8. Thinking about the upcoming elections in November of 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? I will read you the options so you can select up to 2. Climate change, abortion, student loan forgiveness, criminal justice reform, and police violence, jobs, and the economy.
Police violence.
Okay. You can select up to 2. I also have more options. Healthcare, immigration, teaching history in schools, cost of living and inflation, Israel and Palestine conflict, voting rights and democracy, crime and violence, and by last, racism and discrimination.
Healthcare.
Healthcare. Okay. Now, I would like you to please rate your feelings towards some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you don't feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number between 0 to 10 depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or if you have never heard of the people in groups, please indicate so. Between 0 to 10, how favorable do you feel towards the Republicans in Congress?
I don't know. 5.
5. Okay. What about the black members in Congress?
10.
Donald Trump?
5.
Joe Biden?
10.
Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't know him.
Okay. Team Walls?
I don't know him either.
Okay. And by last, Kamala Harris?
10.
10. Okay. If the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party or independent candidate, or you are undecided?
Harris.
Harris. And how certain are you to vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not all certain?
Very certain.
Very certain. And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or you're undecided?
Democratic.
Democratic. Would you say the Democrats in Congress keep all of their promises, some of their promises, only a few of their promises, or none of their promises to Black Americans?
I think they keep all their promises.
All the promises. Okay. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress? Or it makes no difference either way?
More.
Okay. Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Much more likely. Okay. Well, halfway through, we're almost done, and I am really sorry for all these questions, but I do want to thank you for your time. What is your, well, let me ask, was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Biden.
Biden. Much better under Biden or somewhat better under Biden?
Much better.
Much better. I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans in Congress, 0 means it does not raise any concerns, and 5 means it's somewhere in the middle. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement says, Republicans are pushing towards, pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans will gut healthcare coverage for Black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into such a social security. Between 0 to 10, how much concern this is for you? 10 is the top and 0 is doesn't raise any concern.
5.
5, okay. In 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. If he loses, we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th. Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on the stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric. Our communities must send a resounding message to this election, not on our watch. Between 0 to 10, how much concern is this for you?
5.
5. Okay. Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women to the right to make decisions about their own bodies, with Black women facing disproportionate impact. More than half of Black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care thanks to Trump. And Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that will restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of Black women at risk. Between 0 to 10, how concerning is this for you?
5.
5. Okay, two more. Education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by cutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools. Between 0 to 10, how concerning is this for you?
Bye.
Okay, and the last one. Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in Black communities, create jobs, and support the local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth, in guiding the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in wealth creation. Between 0 to 10, how concerning is this for you?
5.
5, okay. We're heading to the last part of the survey. Thinking of the message we just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to 2. First one, we cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. Second, Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. Third, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's futures. Fourth, we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed before us. Fifth, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists.
Five.
Five? Only 5, or do you want to select another one?
5.
5 only. Okay. We have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with a 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and a 5 meaning you are not at all likely to vote?
I am going to vote.
Okay. So between 0 to 10, are you still on a 9? Between 0 to 10, how likely are you to vote?
10.
10 this time. Okay. And how motivated are you to vote in the 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
I think 5.
5. Okay. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or you're undecided, or you will not vote?
Democratic.
Democratic, okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat conservative or somewhat progressive?
Somewhat progressive.
Progressive. Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Am I what?
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
No. Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. Do you consider yourself as strong or not a strong Democrat?
What happened?
Do you consider yourself as strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong. How would you describe your employment status? Could you say full-time, part-time, unemployed, retired?
I'm disabled.
Disabled. Okay. permanently disabled or temporarily at all?
Hmm?
Permanently disabled?
What?
Permanently disabled?
Yeah, because right now I'm receiving a disability.
Okay, okay. No worries then. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Were you not able to vote?
I think I did.
Okay. You voted for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't know.
You can just give me an estimate. The most approximate idea you might think is correct.
I don't know. Give me a number and I'll give it to you. I don't know.
You can try less than 24,000, between 25 to 35,000, 35 to 45, 45 to 54,000, 55 to 64,000. Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week, once or twice a month, few times a year, seldom or never?
Few times a week.
Few times a week. Okay. Awesome. This concludes our survey. I honestly want to thank you for your time and participation. You've been very kind. I just wish you to have a good night. And again, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Thanks for all your answers.